Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Anno Domini 2025. A new golden era for America. The Christian era continues. Obama's prophecy failed, and Christianity prevailed. Some conservatives want the freedom truth brings, but not all the truth that brings it. But remember, at the beginning of every movement of God, Satan plants in it the seeds of its destruction. Watch and pray. USAID. Remember how often we prayed God would break the dam of lies and let the truth come rushing in? Keeping up with the truth rushing in is really like drinking from a fire hose. And I'm not talking about the LA hoses. The reaction of all the establishment Dems makes me suspicious. We are getting real close to their darkest secrets. And note, we've not seen it all yet. Truth is raining down on the wicked like the hailstones God cast down upon the enemies of the people in Joshua's day. Promises made, promises kept. Trump is draining the swamp. On January 23, 2025, Trump signed executive order number 14176, declassifying the JFK files, along with those of the assassination of MLK and RFK Sr. You might be interested in Trump's efforts to get these records declassified and released to the public. MSM, the deep state bureaucracy, with some USAID funding, perhaps, alerting Venezuelan gang members, Trindiagua, about the time and place of planned raids. The walls are closing in on the CCP. Will I live to see yet another major prayer answered, another mountain cast into the sea? The ground is shifting under the feet of Shifty Schiff. He's losing his footing, and he's about to go down. The truth is marching on. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Anno Domini 2025, in the year of our Lord 2025. You know, we use BC and AD for dating our years. Everyone knows that B.C. represents before Christ, and A.D., for Anno Domini, means Year of Our Lord. What's all that about? When we say A.D. followed by a year, like 2025, we mean literally in the Year of Our Lord, 2025. Why do we do that? Well, it's because Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Quote, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. End quote. He defeated Satan when he took away from him the power of death. And by the way, I've got scriptures for all of this in my notes, and you're, of course, welcome to those notes. If you go to brainmassage.net and find this particular episode, number 1024, you can click on that and you'll find a place to download the notes. It's free. You see, Satan had gained the power of death over mankind when he successfully tempted men into sin. For the wages of sin is death. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he didn't die for his, but ours. He paid the wages on our behalf. And thereby, he emancipated all mankind from the power of Satan. Now, God commands all men everywhere to repent and to believe on his Son in order to be saved from the wrath of to come. Repentance is turning away from the power of darkness to the power of God, and the word power there translates exousia, which means authority. Satan is defeated, and he has no authority to hold you in his power. According to the Bible, when you repent, you turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and then you can, quote, receive the forgiveness of sins, end quote. All who obey God's command to repent and believe on His Son are called the children of obedience. Those who reject Christ as King, as Lord and Savior, are the children of disobedience. The Spirit that works in and through the children of obedience is none other than the Spirit of Christ Himself. The Spirit that works in and through the children of disobedience is none other than the Spirit of Satan, aka the Spirit of Antichrist. You see, Satan was prince of this world, but Jesus cast him out. It's all right here in the Bible. Got all the verses for you. Now, Jesus is prince over the kings of the earth, and Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And friends, that was not a promotion. Now, hold on. I'm explaining why we mark our dates with AD and BC, and here it comes. Jesus Christ is the prince of the kings of the earth, according to the Bible. Revelation 1 verse 5. He arose from the dead and declared that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, he said. And when God raised him from the dead, the Bible says God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And those include all the governments and rulers of the world and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You see, we've got it backwards. We think that, well, one day Jesus will be the ruler. But the apostles, they were saying, no, we all know that he's the ruler now, but I want to let you know he'll be the ruler forevermore. Right now, Jesus, the Christ, is King of heaven and earth, and all mankind are his subjects. Get my book, God's War. Read all about it. It is for this reason that we divide history into that period before Christ and the years that followed his coming. Each year since he came into the world is identified as AD, or Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord, another year in the period during which Jesus Christ is prince over the kings of the earth, who rules the earth by his Spirit through his temple, which is the body of the believer, that is organized in his earthly institution, the church, which is the headquarters of his kingdom. Each believer is translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is present in the earth now, manifesting Christ the King through us by his Spirit, moving in us and through us into this world. The Spirit prophesied that during this time of Anno Domini, the children of disobedience will rebel against the rule of Christ and will rage and set themselves in opposition to the Lord and his anointed. And they will scheme and are scheming to break his power and move the world and all the kingdoms of the world into rebellion against his authority. And here in America, we came very close to losing our country to the darkness of this enemy of truth and righteousness, this enemy against the reign of Christ in the earth. It came to a pivot point when Obama declared, listen to this,
where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation, at least not just.
Yeah, so whatever America once was, that affirms he understood America was under God. But now, during his administration, the whole woke nonsense permeated our government, warring against God, shaking its fist in his face against nature and nature's God. All that nonsense is an effort to do to believers today what was attempted to do to Daniel when they contrived a ridiculous law they knew Daniel could not obey and would not obey, and so would give them the power of law to destroy Daniel, in that case in the lion's den. But God intervened and delivered Daniel. Well, under the Obama regime, and of course that continued through Biden and would have continued through Harris, they proceeded to make a man, quote, an offender for a word, end quote. Yeah, that's the Bible prophesied that. Where they perverted right and wrong, calling right wrong and wrong right, evil good and good evil. Yeah, it's in the Bible too. Where they elevated perversity and praised perversion while simultaneously vilifying and mocking purity and piety. And the whole argument is over the question, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Is Christ King? Is Jesus the king? Is America a Christian nation? Those are the questions challenged under Obama by secular humanists for many, many years, and it all came to a head under Obama. Isn't it interesting that this specific issue became the focal point of this last election? Spiritually speaking, of course. Physically, it was about those curses that came upon us because we turned our back on our heritage. But on the spiritual side of things, it was all about this question. Is Jesus Christ the king? The people who mock Christ as king followed Kamala, who was an agent of Obama, working to turn America away from Christ and embrace the darkness of Satan and the spirit that denies that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Every spirit that denies that Jesus is the Christ is itself Antichrist. And every spirit that confesses Jesus is Christ manifests itself to be the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Read it right here. Look, I'm just going to go ahead and quote this. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. End quote. Contrast the spirit that came upon America during the Obama administration that aimed at transforming America from a nation under God, under Christ, to a Christ-denying nation. We all understand Biden and Harris were actually extensions of Obama's administration. The Antichrist spirit kills, steals, and destroys, as we have evidence in the results of virtually every Democrat-conceived policy. And they attempted to set up laws that would put Christians at odds with law and launch an aggressive persecution to break their bands asunder and cast away their cords. That is to break America fully free from the rule of Christ and the influence of Christianity. So it came to a head during the campaign when Kamala ridiculed those in her audience that cried Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King. Now, here's what Kamala said after some in her crowd said, Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
And something like a day later or so at a rally for Trump led by J.D. Vance, someone cried out, Jesus is King in that audience. And here was J.D.'s response.
Anti-Christian rhetoric and anti-Christian approach to public policy. Jesus is King, and I don't think that we've seen...
Well, the people in America overwhelmingly responded in favor of the declaration that Jesus Christ is King, holding on to the truth that America is indeed and continues to be a Christian nation. The Christian era continues. Obama's prophecy failed. Christianity has prevailed. But some conservatives want the freedom truth brings, but they really don't want all the truth that brings our freedom. And that, my friend, will kill the MAGA movement if we're not careful and refuse to allow ourselves to get carried away with that nonsense. BFO, friend. Blaspheme and find out. Nebuchadnezzar did. Sent to eat grass for 7 years. All right. Let's watch and pray. We prayed God would open the eyes of true Christian patriots and show them the truth about what's been going on in this country. And I warned many times that we would be shocked, perhaps as shocked as the Germans were when they discovered Dachau at Auschwitz. Well, friend, get prepared. We're seeing some nasty stuff, and we're going to go over it in the next segment. But I don't think we've quite got to the depths of Satan just yet. But I believe it's coming, and I'll be right back.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
Everyone agrees. The word powers in Romans 13 refers to governments. Did you know that the same apostle who told us to submit to the powers in Romans 13 told us to wrestle against powers in Ephesians 6? Check it out. It's the same word, folks. There is a time to obey and a time to resist. In Let My People Breathe, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach explains why we must resist mask and vaccine mandates. Biden's mandates are an overreach of his authority, and we have an obligation to wrestle against these illegal and immoral mandates. This little book of only 140 pages is huge in content, addressing concerns related to masks, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate and touch fundamentally on the limited role of government in our lives and on our responsibilities to it. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture might be the biggest little book you've ever read. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Obama declared the end of the Christian era.
Where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Well, now Trump has declared a return to one nation under God.
This week I'm also creating the White House Faith Office, led by Pastor Paula White. We will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, hospitals, and in our public squares. And we will bring our country back together as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we might question his choice of pastor, but we certainly welcome his resolve to restore our religious liberty and Christian heritage. Remember, some of the greatest kings in Israel did a lot of good and implemented many wonderful reforms, but they left the high places. And that's really, I don't have time to go into it now, but I will Saturday night. That's almost literally what's happening here. And by the way, I'll be in LA for a GOP formal, semi-formal event, and I'm preaching for Pastor Jerry Cook there for Freedom's Way Baptist Church this weekend. So depending on how the day lays out, I might or might not get to my Brain Massage Live podcast. U.S. aid. Remember how often we prayed God would break the dam of lies and let the truth come rushing in? Well, now keeping up with the truth rushing in is really like drinking from a fire hose. And again, I'm not talking about the L.A. hoses. The reaction of all the establishment Dems to all of this makes me very suspicious. We must be getting really close to their really darkest secrets. And by that I'm saying, this thing going on with Doge is getting close, getting warm, but not quite there. That sound you hear is filthy water draining away the scum of deep state wickedness. Trump's Doge is proving to be very effective, but there are a few things you need to understand about Doge. First, Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, is not empowered to do anything more than conduct the audit and present the results to Trump and the American people. Every time you hear a Democrat howl about Doge's shutting this down or shutting that down or firing this one or that one or taking away anybody's job, this kind of nonsense, you can know you are listening to propaganda intended to manipulate you to get angry at Elon and angry at Trump about what's going on. Doge has no such powers. The president and the Congress are the only powers in our government that can take such actions. The Congress controlling the purse strings and making laws and so on, and then the president, being the chief executive over the operations of the government, has the power to fire and withhold funding, do things like that. The president appointed Elon and Vivek to conduct an audit and then report their findings to him and to the American people. And that's it. And that's enough. For example, Elon did not fire Samantha Power, the head of USAID, during the Biden administration. Trump did that. The star of The Apprentice gave all of these people 4 years under his first administration. Well, this lady wasn't there at that time, but you get what I'm saying. He watched them over the 4 years of Biden, and now he's made up his mind, and you're fired. Let's take a look at what Samantha described as the USAID employee's selfless, sacrificial civil service to Americans. $43 million spent on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers. What's that for? And so to get us started, when you hear something like this, you know exactly what's going on. It's the same kind of nonsense that was going on with the Pentagon a while back, where they were spending, I don't know, thousands of dollars for pencils, as one example. But anyway, it's a way of hiding money that's spent on kickbacks or special projects for the CIA. From Jesse Waters, $1.5 million to promote LGBT Jamaicans, $4 million for trans Serbians, $5.5 million for gay rights in Uganda, $17 million for Vietnam inclusion, $25 million to promote green transportation in Georgia, $1 million for Arab and Jewish photographers, $8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language. And then, oh, here it is. $122 million ended up in the hands of terrorists. Huh. Oh, yeah, that. The highest ticketed item. USAID put $122 million in the hands of terrorists. And friend, that's not okay. USAID, that's a U.S. Agency for International Development, by the way, funded Wuhan University. By the way, Alex tells us the gain of function research was, most of it was done here in the United States. But when a Republican-led Congress, back under the Obama years, got wind of what was going down, they shut it down. And they made gain of function research illegal in the United States. However, under Obama's nod, no doubt, the operation was moved to Wuhan and funded there by USAID. It's a money laundering scheme. Money is distributed from USAID to the University of California, Davis, which then sent it to EcoHealth Alliance, and that's Fauci's friend and colleague, Dajak, who continued working on gain-of-function research with Bat Lady in the Wuhan lab in China, and so has now been debarred and defunded under Trump. EcoHealth Alliance, in turn, funneled the money to Wuhan University and Wuhan Institute of Virology. USAID has funded almost every mainstream media outlet, including those partly owned by George Soros, for heaven's sake. Yeah. And other government departments have gotten in on this also, by the way. Politico, for example, received $26 million during the Biden administration. But it's not only Politico. USAID funded 6,200 journalists and 707 news outlets in 30 different countries. What in the world? After Politico faithfully reported the government disinformation on Hunter's laptop, it received $34.3 million from USAID. That's just a coincidence. Nothing to see there. The New York Times got $50 million from, quote, various government sources, end quote, including $26.9 million from HHS. Now, that's the Health and Human Services outfit. The people pushing the vaccine and mask mandate narratives during the time of this funding. Associated Press collected a cool $19.5 million, $619,968 in grants from the Department of State, and funding spikes in the years 2020 and 2024. Now, why would that be? What would the government be buying from these news outlets, from Associated Press, during election years? In case our friends there in Canada do become a state, we need to kind of get you. Anyway, here's a very weird line item. Quote, active social engineering defense and large-scale social deception. That was the line item. What in the world? Oh, that was given to Reuters, and it was in the millions. And what in the world are we doing sending tax dollars to BBC? The British broadcast company. British government TV gets $3.3 million from the Yanks. Yeah, here's a report saying USAID is invested in Smartmatic for Bosnia's municipal elections. Excuse me? Do you know the name Marina Abramović? Now, that's that satanic witch lady that does this weird stuff called spirit cooking and presents these dinners for weirdos like John Podesta, that's Hillary's Guy Friday, and Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, and, well, other friends of P. Diddy. USAID was funding charities where Abramović sits on the board of directors. What is that about? Truth is raining down on the wicked like hailstones that God cast down upon the enemies of the people in Joshua's day. Culprits responsible for grave crimes against America and Americans are scrambling to find cover under the rubble. Okay, enough on the USAID thing, but there is one more point about DOGE that you need to know. Trump is the one who shut down federal funding, not Elon. And furthermore, Trump has made it clear, and Rubio is directing the state in this matter, applying exemptions for individuals depending on humanitarian assistance, medical services, food, shelter, subsistence, and so on. Oh, one more thing. China has had access to the Treasury Department to the extent that the CCP reached to every workstation in the entire Department of the Treasury. Yeah. 1 month before Trump took office, Biden sent a letter to Congress admitting, because he knew it was going to come up when Trump got in, admitting that a Chinese state-sponsored advanced persistent threat actor secured remote access to every workstation in the Department of the Treasury. And no one, not one of these snakes, these scoundrels, had any kind of a problem with that and said nothing about it. But if the people's president asks an American to take a look at the books, they start calling for street protests. Anyway, promises made, promises kept. Trump is draining the swamp. I've lit the lamps of the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can send me an email by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and click send after you complete your note to me. You can leave a message on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. And I really look forward to hearing from my audience. So please give me a call. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Available wherever you buy your books. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.